This podcast episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. Every business at some point needs access to money. But finding help, figuring out who can give you the money, what's required, what's the process, who's going to hold your hand, that can be a little tougher. emilynow.ca has been designed to help you not only walk through the process of getting ready to access financing, but can actually help you access it directly. You can sign up for a free profile, get in their green plan, create a request, send it out to the market, see what options you have, and then work with their experienced team to explore your options. Doesn't cost anything to get started. It doesn't even cost anything to see if you have options. So visit emilynow.ca today to get started. Hi there, Dylan Gallagher here with another Emily Now piece of content, some information to help you if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and you're trying to sort out anything to do with money, profit, margin, financial statements, all kind of the nerdy stuff that many entrepreneurs and business owners hate, but they understand that it's something they have to know about. So our hope is that in sharing some of this content with you, that you maybe think about things you've never thought about before, maybe you start asking yourself some questions that you've not asked of yourself before, maybe we can just prompt your thinking, because ultimately we want your business to do more. We want you to have more money to use in case times get tough. We want you to have more money to use to invest and to grow and to employ people. And ultimately, we always look at our job as if we can help your business do more, maybe you've got the ability to give back to the community around you. And between those three things, saving, investing, and giving, that you feel very proud of your business and that it's making a dent out there. So here's what we want to talk about today. Many times when sitting with a business, certainly a business that I'd say maybe has a dozen employees or so, they're over the hump of being a startup. They're no longer operated by kind of one person who does every job. They've got a good team and everyone kind of knows their role, and the entrepreneur really has kind of maybe stepped back, taken their hands off the day-to-day stuff and is working at more of a higher strategic level. One of the things I've noticed, and I've done this for about 20 years now, is businesses are really great and really focused at getting a new customer, brand new customer. So whether you offer a product to the market or a service to the marketplace, many businesses are geared around finding a brand new customer. And typically the cost of getting a new customer involves finding them. So you have to expend energy, and you have to spend capital on marketing or advertising or cold calling or brochures or presentations, or there's some amount of money that has to be used to just get you in front of your marketplace of customers or clients. And then you have to spend effort and energy to bring them in and convert them and turn them into revenue, which is great. I mean, that's what every business has to do. But many businesses that I come across haven't really harnessed the power of being able to leverage that customer base again and again and again for more opportunities. And I don't know what it is. I haven't been able to put my finger on it, but as a math guy, as a finance guy, as someone who looks at financial statements, the math would suggest if you have expended $100 as an example to acquire a customer, to bring them in, and you've paid for all of that cost, that the ability to now, for less than $100, generate additional revenue is a pretty simple math equation. Your margins are higher, the sales cycle could be shorter, the friction involved in converting them should be less. But many businesses don't really look at it like that. They're so focused on the new customer because that, I think, is a fight or flight behavior. Either we get new customers or we don't. But if your business is able to look at its existing customer base and start to understand that this is an asset you've paid for, many businesses, when they sell, at the end of the day, if you're building a business to sell or to be acquired, there's a lot of value put into the base of customers that you've built over the years that you've had your business. But there's more value attributed to your business's ability to generate additional revenue on a systematic basis from that customer base. So quarterly sales, monthly sales, contests, whatever it is, there has to be a machine in your business that is automatically, systematically leveraging the asset you've already paid for, that customer base. And your margins on the first sale you make to a brand new customer are never going to be as high as the margins that you can make selling again and again and again to that customer. And you might say, well, Dylan, we're very transactional. Our business doesn't have kind of that repeat business opportunity. Well, then I would suggest try to find complementary services or products that your customer base will be attracted to that you can refer to maybe a different provider and earn revenue in that sense. Or maybe create some strategic alliances so that your customer base gets access to something that another business has, but they can only access it because they're your customer. And so they get maybe a better price, and in turn, you get the ability to earn some revenue that you otherwise wouldn't have had. So this is a very important, for me, this is a very important thing to consider when looking at your balance sheet. Because your balance sheet, you take your assets, subtract your liabilities, what's left over, retained earnings and equity, this is what your business is worth. But being able to do a calculation off to the side of that and to say, look, we have X amount of customers. We know that each customer will buy from us every 16 months at an average amount of, you know, $100 each time, and we make $20 when they do that. All of a sudden, there's a very easy math calculation to be done there to say, wow, we could be generating this much more revenue and adding this much more value to our business if we could do this. And so I would encourage you, if you're a business owner right now and you're struggling to figure out how to really grow your top line, the easiest place to begin, there's only two ways to be more profitable. Let me back up. You either lower your costs or increase your revenue. And this conversation is all about increasing your revenue through a channel and through an asset that you've already paid for, and that's your customer base. So if you're not doing that, get on it. And if you need some help talking through it, understanding what the impact to your cash flow could be, trying to understand maybe what your margins should be on a few different initiatives, or maybe how to put a strategic partnership together and financially what that could look like or what that might mean, get in touch with us. Go to emilynow.ca, sign up for our green membership plan, which is going to give you access to lots of stuff. Ultimately, our business is providing your business with access to capital. Whether that's today or in the future, at some point your business is going to need money, and we want to be there to help guide you through that process. But even if you don't need money, go there and take advantage of some of the tools that are available. We've got lots of great content for you, but there's also some other things there that might get you thinking about your business in a way that you've not thought about it. And ultimately, we want to help your business do more. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to look forward to seeing you on the next content piece, and make sure you're leveraging the asset you've already paid for. That's your customer base.